So tonight is the start.
Wow.
For each of us, whether you've been here 39 years or 5 years or 1 year, to get into position that you need to be. If you're just starting, your position might just be to feed. When you got a little baby, you don't expect that baby to do much for itself. You have to feed that baby. But after a time, you expect it to grow and develop. After a while, it can hold its own bottle. After a while, it can hold its own spoon. After a while, you don't have to carry that baby anymore. That baby can walk now. Still need some guidance, still need some direction. But if you hadn't been here long, then your job may be just to come with a purpose to mature. So that when it's your time to shine in the world, you'll be fully equipped. And then there's those who've been here the whole time. Your job is not merely to keep the seats from floating away. But it is your job at the bare minimum to make sure that the atmosphere, Jesus, is prepared for those newcomers. For the seats being filled, for the overflow room being overflowed, for the balcony being packed to the brim, for the hill with the jumbotron being full. We got to be in position for the goodness of God to flow. Because he wants to be good to us, in us, and through us. And it's hard for him to do that if we're not receptive to what he has assigned us to do. I think about Miss Sarah when she's giving her testimonies on the prayer line about she's talked to this person and she uncovers this problem, that problem, and she testifies about the word that she's delivered. When she's going out there to minister, she's on it. I hear about Miss May and her job and how she's ministering to people, and they come to her for prayer and she gets results. Woo, she's on it. Wherever you work, wherever you operate, whether you're going in stores or you're at your job or you're out and about, you're representing the ministry. So I implore you, get on it. Be on it. Whatever it is that you're called to do, whether it's just to say hi to somebody, whether it's to give an encouraging word to somebody, whether it's to minister Christ to somebody, wherever the Holy Spirit is leading you, I encourage you, I implore you, get on it. The good news has to be preached. It has to be proclaimed to the ends of the earth. There are a field full of people my God, help me, Lord Jesus. There is a multitude full of people that need to hear the word this man has been preaching. so profound to know. Jesus did it all. And he ain't ever taking it back. It's good that we know. I am elated that heaven is my destination. But there's a whole lot of others that need to know too. So to me and to you, I implore you. Sweetheart, if you would, James 1:8. We've received instructions along these lines before. And we know our bishop has a proven track record. And when he doesn't just throw stuff out there just to look good, just to have people be in awe of the eloquent words that he could speak, but his heart endeavors to follow Christ. And Paul said, follow me as I follow after Christ. So in that vein, back up to 7. Okay, we'll work with this. Okay, go to 4. Go to 4. We'll start at 4. But let patience have its perfect work, that we may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally, without reproach, and it will be given to him. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. We have been given the instructions to invite, to minister, to encourage, to be a light in this world, in whatever area that we operate. And jump down to 22, if you don't mind. Let's not be wishy-washy in that endeavor, but rather, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Be a doer of the word. It says, go in all the world and preach the gospel. That is a command given to the body of Christ. So as a part of the body, your all the world might be in Calhoun City. Your part of the world might be Tupelo or Varden or Eupora or Houston. Wherever part you are designed to operate, my big toe doesn't operate in my eyeball. They each have their purpose, their assignment, their goal, and their function. So wherever you're called to operate, be a doer of the word. Preach the gospel. Thank you, Lord. So I'm listening because there's some things that are going to be done tonight, and I'm excited for it, because in administrating this, I must humble my own self, because as much as I'm speaking to you, as the Lord is speaking to you, speaking to me, because we got to get to the point where we believe this, where, ooh, Jesus, we're not just going through the motions, but it's got to be real, and we got to put it into action. So whatever your talent is, whatever your calling, your ability, whatever role you can fill to facilitate this ministry operating and functioning to its highest level and its greatest degree, I admonish you to get on it.